morning. If you're a new person, my name's Tony. I'm the lead pastor here at Impact Church and part of the team. I want to welcome you and just relax, enjoy yourself today. You be yourself and we're going to be ourselves. And make sure you come to the Connect Lounge straight afterwards. We're going to host new people in the Connect Lounge for some fine coffee, food and all of that straight afterwards. You doing well? Anyone else doing well? I want to welcome to church today little Amelia Grace Bay. Congratulations, Richard and Candace. Beautiful to see Bubby and Mummy in church today, and also Dad, and just a good thing having babies. If you haven't had some, let's have some. Just great way to grow church is do it organically. Do it organically. Turn to your neighbour and say, no, don't. Don't do that. Don't do that at all. Don't do that. Would be cheeky, wouldn't it? That would be very cheeky. I've decided to follow Jesus. You love that song? I love that song. I used to sing the old version of that song because I'm old, and I can remember 40 years ago singing that song at youth camps and being down the front at the altar call and hands raised and tears flowing down my eyes, and because that's where tears come from, and just reaching out for God. And I think way back then, it was a stage when, you know, God was calling me to do what I do today, singing that kind of song. And it's a great song of consecration and devotion to Jesus Christ. And good on your team for singing it today. It's part of our series, what we're doing today. We're talking about that very fact, that phrase, I have decided. We're doing it because it's a new year. We're a little way into it. We've nearly finished the first month. Can you believe that? It's only 11 months till Christmas. Crazy. It's coming very, very quickly. Time goes faster the older you get. You notice that? Remember when you were in high school and you were thinking, am I ever going to get a license? Is Jesus going to come back before that happens? And, you know, before I get married and before I do this? And all of a sudden you're old. It's all gone. So we're doing it because it's the start of a new year. And we all need to kind of recalibrate, hit the reset button, reboot. Anyone want to be rebooted? Yeah. Rebooted for a new year, reset for a new year, recalibrate things for a new year. We've all got decisions to make. We always make decisions. We're always making them. We're always making decisions. And I want to encourage all of us to make good decisions, make quality decisions. There's only a few decisions that we actually make that are vitally important, vitally important. And we're talking about a few of those over these weeks that we've been doing this series together. What I'm endeavouring to do is just point us in the right direction, just nudge us, just agitate us, just encourage us and inspire us to make good decisions about the way we do this whole faith journey with God. So week one, we started our fast in week one. I hope your fast is going well, and I hope it's going fast for you because the end is near. We're 14 days in, so 7 more days, and we finished our fast. Whatever level of fast you're doing, it's all about getting closer to Jesus. And that was week one. We talked about getting closer to Jesus this year. We want to live close to Jesus. We want to know him. The great apostle Paul said that I might know him. That was the cry of his heart, that I might know him. And there's always so much more to know about God, and so we're pressing in as a church to know God well and to live close to the heart of God. Second week, last weekend, we talked about being a follower and what it is to be a follower, because I'm sure some people think they're following, but you know, the fact of the matter is you're not really following unless you're following. Sometimes people take a leave of absence from that, get distracted from that, get detoured from following. And we really want to be intentional followers. The Bible calls it a disciple of Jesus Christ. And so we talked into that, which is all about, if you're going to be a follower, you give up your way and you choose and embrace God's way. You give up your way. Jesus said, lay down your life. And if you lay down your life, you will find your life. You'll find life in him. And it's a real intentional act and decision to become and to consistently be a follower of Jesus Christ. Today I want to talk about what I think is the third most important decision to make in a new year to help reset, reboot, recalibrate the way that we do life. And it's all about discovering what on earth I'm doing here. What on earth I'm doing here. My purpose in life, my dream, my revelation, my vision, what is it that I'm living out? What am I planning to to really invest my life into and to contribute towards? What kind of life am I constructing as I live this faith life? I heard a story recently of greyhounds, and I don't know if you know much about greyhounds and greyhound racing. I've never been to a greyhound race, but I know people that own greyhounds, and heard a story about greyhounds that were chasing the rabbit. They chase a mechanical rabbit around a track, and so they're obviously drawn to the rabbit. The rabbit is the goal, not the finish line. The rabbit is the goal. They're chasing the rabbit. Well, one day this mechanical rabbit malfunctioned and it blew apart and it busted. And the dogs didn't have a clue what to do when the mechanical rabbit, their goal, their vision, their dream, their endpoint, blew up and malfunctioned. One dog just ran straight past the rabbit, straight into the barriers, broke ribs. Another dog turned around and started barking at the crowd. Another dog and some others, they just laid down. Literally just laid down because the dogs didn't have a clue what to do when the mechanical rabbit broke down. I wonder how your mechanical rabbit's going. I wonder how your mechanical rabbit is going. The things that you are chasing in life, your pursuit, your purpose, your plan, your dream, your vision. The truth is, when you don't know what you're chasing, we do these three things. We hurt ourselves, we bark at others, or we lay down in life. And there's a lot of people around our world that are hurting themselves because they've lost purpose. There are a lot of people that are barking at everybody else because they've lost purpose. There's a lot of people that have just laid down in life because they've lost purpose. It's our dream, it's our vision, it's our purpose that is one of the most important commodities for a believer to possess. It's a reason to get out of bed. It's a reason to get up every single day and do what you do. It's a reason you go to work, not just to pay the bills, not just to make a living, but to provide for the purpose that you are planning on living out, for the intentional life and lifestyle that you want to engage with. We all need a purpose that is bigger than us and beyond us. Bigger than us and also beyond us. To know what on earth we are doing here. Proverbs 29:18 puts it this way. It says, without vision, without revelation, without some divine window that shows us what to do, where there is no vision, it says, the people perish. The people perish. In other words, we hurt ourselves, we bark at others, or we just lay down. We hurt ourselves, we bark at others, or we just lay down. That's people who don't know what to do. Without vision, we perish, we live unrestrained, and we lack purpose. You know, the truth is, when I don't know what to do, nothing matters. When I don't know what to do in life, when I have no real sense of purpose, dream, vision, hope, revelation, when I have no window from God about this is the way I'm meant to live my time on this earth, then nothing really matters. For a believer that doesn't have purpose, for someone that's following Jesus, who lacks purpose, it doesn't matter to that person whether they come to church or not. It matters to me that I come to church. It matters to me because it's part of my purpose. If you lack purpose, it doesn't matter if you don't serve. It doesn't matter if you don't give. It doesn't matter if you don't contribute if you lack purpose. It doesn't matter if you don't pay your bills if you lack purpose. You just not pay that. There's no purpose. In actual fact, nothing matters when there's no purpose. Why? Because I don't care. When you have purpose, you care. When you have purpose, you contribute. When you have purpose, you look after it. When you have purpose, you water it. When you know how you want to live, you do the things you know you need to do to get to where you want to go to. You do the things you need to know you have to do to get where you want to go to. So vision or purpose or a dream is really important because when you define it, it will bring meaning and clarity to everything else in your life. It'll put a big why behind what you do, a big why behind your sacrifice, a big why behind your investment, a big why behind why I go to work. I mean, why go to work? Why not just holiday the rest of your life on a beach somewhere? Why not just live that way? Just close your eyes and imagine that. It'll be a lot of fun, I think, for, I don't know, depending on your personality, maybe a week, Maybe a month. Maybe some of you think, I can do that for 12 months. However long, there will be a time when you get bored with it. Why? Because the human heart needs to be anchored with a cause. The human heart needs to be anchored with a vision and a dream and a purpose and a plan. We need some intention to the way that we live. It's how the human heart is designed. Vision, for me, brings several things. The first thing it brings is this. It brings focus. Vision brings focus to our lives. It empowers us to live a focused life. It empowers us to live an intentional life. Does anyone in the room know anybody that says yes to everything? There are people like that. Just say yes to everything. And they're busy, 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 busy. Purpose is not about being busy, 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 busy. Purpose is about being intentional. It's about being deliberate. It's about doing things for a reason. And that's what God and how God calls us to live. He doesn't call us to live busy, although people full of purpose are busy, but they are really intentional, and they are really disciplined. I've discovered this about my life. I've discovered that everybody has a vision for my life. Everybody does. Everybody has a vision for my life. They have a vision for how I should invest my time, my talent, my treasure. They have a vision for every aspect of my life. And if I'm not careful, everyone else will forge and form me to live the vision that they have for my life. I can't afford, and neither can you, to live that way. We've got to live with the God revelation. We've got to live with a sense of this is how God intends me to live and wants me to live. And I've got to own my time and own my talent and own my treasure and live them out very intentionally for the glory of God. Otherwise, somebody else will be evangelizing me. Somebody else will be calling, beckoning me to link up with what they want to do and achieve in life. And it may be a purpose, but is it God's purpose? It may be a purpose, but is it God's purpose is the question I need to ask myself. And so one of the great advantages of this 21 days of prayer and fasting is that we get to enjoy. We get to enjoy this opportunity to get a whole lot closer to Jesus. Pauline, is Malcolm with you today? He's not here. Welcome, Pauline. Recently married. Pauline, why don't you stand to your feet? Your husband's not here. He's doing work or something. God bless you, Pauline. And we'll welcome Malcolm also when he comes back. Congratulations on your marriage. So 21 days of getting closer and closer to Jesus. It's all about getting the right things in the frame. The right things in the frame. It's like a photo. You ever taken a photo and something's in the frame that shouldn't be in the frame? Or someone's behind you doing a photo bomb? And it's like a great photo, perfect photo, except for that clown in the background. Or that bird that flew past. Or something that's distracting the real purpose of the picture. That's what our lives are like. For some of us, we've got some stooge in the background. We've got something in the background that's a distraction from the purpose that God wants us to live. Let's make sure we've got the frame set. Get the frame set with vision, because vision brings focus to our lives. The second thing that vision brings is it brings a sense of endurance. It brings a sense of endurance. For me, what I find about vision is this, is when I know where I'm going, I've got energy. When I don't know where I'm going, I'm lifeless. I'm lifeless, like a teenager. If you've ever raised a teenager and you try and get them to do something like clean up their room or you know, help in the yard or something like that, it's like their head goes back, I'm so tired. And it's like they've got no energy at all, just lifeless, just listless. But then a friend can ring up or a friend sends a message to them and within 5 minutes the room's tidy, the lawn's mowed, the chores are done. Mum, can I go out? Dad, can I go out? Why? Purpose. Purpose. See, it's all about a mechanical rabbit. This is not rocket science. We just need that mechanical rabbit that we run after around the circle of life. It's when it blows up and when it malfunctions that we hurt ourselves, we bark at everybody else, or we just lay down. So vision brings a sense of endurance. Just on that point also, most people I know that are full of purpose and live life very intentionally and purposefully for God and live with a sense of God cause in their lives, they're not lazy people. They're extremely busy people. In actual fact, they're always tired. Anyone in the room always tired? I live tired. Tired's good. It's a good tired. It's a good tired. It's a tired knowing you've done a good job. It's a tired knowing you spent your time well. It's a tired knowing you've put in the hard yards. It's a tired knowing that you've done everything that you could do, and now God has to do what He can do and what only God can do. So don't worry about being tired. Tired is a part of living a normal, natural life when we're investing and living on purpose. The third thing that vision brings is this, is vision brings a sense of fulfillment. Fulfillment. Fame won't do it. Popularity won't do it. Title won't do it. Position won't do it. Only vision and purpose and the God dream will bring the kind of fulfillment that we all want and we all need in our lives. Ephesians 1 says this in verse 11 in the Message Bible. It says it's in Christ. It's in Christ. Those three words are key to this whole verse. It's in Christ that we find out who we are and what we are living for. Where do you find it? In Christ. You find out who you are and what you are living for. He says, long before we first heard of Christ and got our hopes up, He had His eye on us. Can I say this to every person in the room? God's got His eye on you. God's got His eye on you today. He had designs on us for glorious living. Why does God have His eye on us? Because He's designed us to live a glorious life. A glorious life. Part of the overall purpose He is working out in everything and in everyone. So in other words, for every single one of us, God's got His eye on us. He's got a glorious sense of purpose and living that He wants us to be involved in. But it's only found in Christ. It's only found in that God relationship. Do you know your connection to Jesus Christ is the most vital connection you have in life? And particularly for your faith, above connection to the church is absolutely connection to Christ is the most important connection that we all need to have. It's where we find our life. It's where we find out who we are. It's where we find out what we're meant to do. And it's the plan and the purpose of God for every single one of us to be in Christ. That's where we find fulfillment. Nowhere else but in Christ. Christ, I believe, reveals purpose. He reveals the dream. He reveals the vision of how we're all intended to live. So my decision, and a decision I'm asking all of us to invest in, embrace and make for 2018, is that I've decided to find my purpose and live it. Not just find it, but live it. Everyone say, just live the dream. Would you say live the dream? Live the dream. Richie Bay's famous saying. Every time you say, Richie, how are you doing? He goes, living the dream. Living the dream. Richie, live the dream. Live the dream. It's about living on purpose. It's about living intentionally. So to help us today, I got three questions I want to ask us in regards to living the dream, living the purpose, living the plan, the vision that God has for our lives. Three questions. Number one, what am I doing that I should not be doing? Turn to your neighbour and say, stop it. Best two words you'll ever use counselling anybody. I can solve most people's problems with two words. Stop it. Think about it. You're in disagreement with somebody. You're fighting with somebody. You're arguing with somebody. Husband doesn't get on with the wife. Wife doesn't get on with the husband. Stop it. See? Cheryl said it's true. Stop it. Try saying that to your partner. When it heats up, just turn them and go, stop it. It mightn't stop it, but that is really what we need to do. What are we doing that we should not be doing? Romans 12 says this in verse 2. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing and perfect will. The thought here is this, is when we live patterned by the world, when we live customed by the world, when we live dictated to by how we should live our lives by the world, then it's a barrier to knowing the will of God. It's a barrier to discovering the will of God. It's a barrier to living out the plan and the purpose of God. The truth is, some people just simply live the wrong pattern. We're just living, some people, the wrong pattern, the wrong kind of life and lifestyle, which results in frustration and it results in restlessness. It results in ever chasing and never finding purpose, simply because we're not renewed in our mind. We haven't taken on new attitudes and new thoughts and new patterns of behavior that the Bible teaches us and the Holy Spirit works out in our lives. And the Bible gives so much practical, demonstrative examples of this through the Bible, where the Bible just says to us, stop it. It says, if you're lying, stop it. If you're cheating, stop it. If you're stealing, stop it. It says that. It speaks that to us. And it shows us how to be free. You know, the thing is, when you live free, you're able to see. That's what the scripture is saying. When you live free, you're able to see the will of God. You're able to see His good, pleasing, and perfect will. In other words, you'll know what to do and you'll know how to do it when you live with a sense of having a transformed mind, which simply means to embrace the ways and the Word of God. To embrace the ways and the Word of God. It's the same thing that Jesus said when He said, lay down your life and you will find your life in Me. Lay down your life to find your life. If you seek to take up your life, then life will be in your own hands. Following God is simply doing it His way. And so we have to live free to see the will, the plan, the purpose of God. Proverbs 4:25 says it this way. It says, look straight ahead and fix your eyes on what lies before you. Mark out a straight path for your feet. Stay on the safe path. Don't get sidetracked. Keep your feet from following evil. Second question I have is this. So the first question was, what am I doing that I should not be doing? The second question is, what am I doing or what am I not doing that I should be doing? What am I not doing that I should be doing? You know, when you start the journey, you say yes to Jesus. When you ask Jesus to come into your heart and forgive you of your sins and make you a follower and bring you into His family and call you His son and call you His daughter. When you start that journey, stick with the journey. Go all in. That's our theme this year. Go all in. Hold nothing back. Look after yourself. Learn to pray. Learn to read your Bible, not just fellowship. Learn to do your own devotions. Take responsibility for your own spiritual health. You know, you can't just turn up at a doctor after you've abused your body and then want the doctor to do a miracle. When the doctor's a good doctor, they're not just going to help treat you, they're going to help educate you. They're going to tell you, if you don't do this, then this will be the result. And they talk to us like that. And we don't like that. I have a love-hate relationship with my doctor, because my doctor's about that thin. And every time I go and see him, he said to me last year, he said, you're morbidly obese. I said, well, thank you very much. I just paid $100 to hear that information. I knew that before I walked in here. I didn't need to be reminded. But he said, you're morbidly obese. You need to do something about that, Tony. You need to look after yourself. If you do not look after yourself with your family history, it means this. Wow, that's like the mechanical rabbit just blew up right there. And what am I going to do with that bit of information? We need to know what we should be doing and do what we should be doing. We need to take self responsibility for our spiritual growth, health, and well-being. The truth is, when we do what we know we should do, we find favor, we find peace, we find blessing, and we find purpose. Can I give you a strong scripture? Here's a strong one. This is James 4:17. I like giving all the warm and fuzzy ones. This is a strong one. Remember, it is sin to know what you ought to do and then not do it. Remember, it is sin to know what you ought to do and then not do it. You know, often it's not the wrong that we do, it's the right that we avoid doing that is sin. It's not just the wrong that we do, it's the right that we avoid. Have you ever avoided the right thing to do? Not that you've done something wrong, you just avoided to do the thing you know you should do. Avoid to do what God has asked you to do. Matthew 6 says this, give your entire attention to what God is doing right now. Right now. Give it to Him right now and don't get worked up about what may or may not happen tomorrow. So in other words, with the way we live, we need to give our attention to what God is doing. To what God is doing. And do the right thing is what we are called to do. So in terms of purpose, I think for every one of us as believers, as followers of Jesus Christ, our purpose needs to be very closely linked to the purpose of God, the plan of God, the hope of God for this world, the cause. It's the cause of Christ that drives our purpose. It's the cause of Christ to win a world. And so our purpose is always going to be entwined around people, helping people, help reach people, help grow people, help develop people, help deliver people. Our cause and our vision and our purpose is always going to envelop the plan of God and build the things that God is building and be very intentional about that and make sure our life is designed and pointed to achieve what heaven wants to achieve on this earth, which is this: it's to save every person. God says in his word, I wish that everyone was saved. I wish that everyone was saved. Now, not all will be, not all are. Only those that call on the name of the Lord is what we're told. There's only one way to be saved, and that's in and through the name of Jesus Christ and what he has done. And so for us to say yes to God, for us to give our hearts to Jesus, for us to have our sins forgiven, for us to find the plan, the dream, the vision, the purpose that God has for our lives, for us to stop hurting ourselves, stop barking at everyone else, and stop laying down, it starts with saying yes to Jesus. And I'm going to give that opportunity today for people that are here today that need to start the journey, need to say yes to Jesus. You don't need to sign up for something. You don't need to pay anything. You can't buy it. You can't earn it. All you can do is be it. All you can do is receive what Jesus has done already for every single one of us. And that's the starting point for this life of purpose. And here's my third and last question, and it's this: why not do it today? Why not do it today? You know, there's no better time to start than now. Procrastination is an issue for a lot of people. It's an issue for me. Like when it comes to, there's a lot of things I don't procrastinate about. I understand them, I just do them. But when it comes to something like a diet, like weight loss, like controlled eating, and I've been at moments where I've wanted to do that and needed to do that, there's always a reason back here, as I said the other week, as to why I need to defer it. There's always a reason. Like, it's Australia Day on Friday. Australia Day's coming up. I mean, how can you start something when you've got Australia Day coming up? And we're fasting at the moment. And we did this fast right in the middle of when, you know, Australia Day would be here and different things and different events. There's always a reason. There's a function. There's a wedding. There's a birthday party. There's a day ending in Y, so I can't start for a couple of weeks. You know, we've all got a reason, an excuse of why we procrastinate. But the truth is, there's a lot of things that God wants us to do, and he wants us to do it today. Everyone say today. Not tomorrow, today. When? Today. God's a day. Oh, God's a day. No, he's not. God's a God of today. He's a God of right now. I think we undervalue sometimes and really underappreciate the value of delay. So today. So my encouragement is, don't delay. My encouragement is, don't get distracted. My encouragement to you is to pursue and start growing and start leading your heart towards getting to know Jesus better, towards getting closer to Jesus, towards having a purpose and a plan and a God dream for your life individually and our life as a church. And there's no better time to start than right now. Today. Everyone say today. Today. Not tomorrow. Not next week. Not 2019. That'll be my year. No, make it 2018. You don't have years to waste. And that's an old man who's lived a few saying it, understanding that time is but a vapor. Life is but a wisp of air, is what the Bible says. It comes so quickly and goes so quickly. 2 Corinthians 6:2 says this: companions, as we are in this work with you, we beg you, please don't squander one bit of this marvelous life that God has given us. God reminds us, I heard your call in the nick of time. The day you needed me, I was there to help. Well, now is the right time to listen. The day to be helped. Don't put it off. Don't frustrate God's work by showing up late, throwing a question mark over everything we are doing. God's a God of the today. God's a God of the now. And there's no better time to start with the God plan, the God purpose, the God dream, the God revelation, and pursue that, particularly while you're in your 21 days of fasting. Particularly while you're doing that, ask God, God, what's my why? Where do I fit? What's my function? What's my purpose? And, you know, there's a lot of things we do as a church to help with that. And part of that is what we do on Sundays and then also our small groups in terms of helping people understand that. But there's a class and a course that we do called Network, which will be rolling out again in February. And in February, we'll be inviting people to come and do this class with us in our Next Steps program. And in Network, that course, what we do is we teach people about people. We help us to understand ourselves, the spiritual gifts that God has given us. We help us to understand how God has gifted every individual. Every one of us have gifts to be used in terms of reaching our community and serving God's house and extending the kingdom of God. We teach about passion. We help us to understand the passion that we potentially have to do something in life that will make a difference. It's where we want to invest our time. And then we also look at our personality and break down just how that kind of works and fits with how God has wired us all together. So I greatly encourage you to get involved, get on board, do the Network course and class and help discover purpose in life. Can I have our team come to stage if they would please? Would you stand with me? Bow your heads if you would please. You know, no matter where your life's at today, God's still got plans. He's still got purpose. He's still got dreams. He's still got a vision for you. No matter if you've taken some detours, no matter if you're a little distracted, you've got some stuff going on in your life, some junk in your past, God's still got a future that's full of hope and a purpose for you, and you can turn it around today. Don't wait until tomorrow to turn it around. Don't wait until this happens or that happens or this needs to be right or that needs to be right. To turn it around is purely and simply a decision that I'm going to turn it around and I'm going to do today what I know to do, and I'm not going to avoid doing the things that God has asked me to do any longer. But I'm going to live intentionally, I'm going to live as a follower, and I'm going to live as a disciple of Jesus Christ. That's a decision every one of us need to make. But there's another decision that some may need to make in the room today, and that's simply the decision to say yes to Jesus. Most people in this room have made that decision, said yes to Jesus, asked Jesus to come into their heart, prayed what we call a sinner's prayer, ask Jesus to fill them, to forgive them of their sin, and to set them free and begin this journey of being in the family of God, of finding purpose with God and living an intentional lifestyle. And if God's speaking to you today, while you've got your eyes closed, head bowed, if God's speaking to you today to say yes to Him, I want to say to you that there's no better day to do it than today. There's no better place to do it than where you are right now, in a company of friends, in the presence of God. If you want to make that decision today, I'm going to give you an opportunity in just a moment to put your hand up, look me right in the eye, and by doing that, you're saying to me, Pastor, I need to say yes to Jesus and begin this journey. I need to become a follower of Jesus Christ. I need to have my sins forgiven. I need to know I'm going to heaven. I need to know I'm right with God. I need to know that God will show me His plan and purpose for my life. And so if you need to make that decision in a moment, put up your hand. But maybe you've been detoured or derailed or distracted and your heart's far from God today, but you want to bring it close to Him today. I want you to raise your hand in a moment also. Closer to Jesus is the posture, the position that every one of us need to adopt. It's not about just coming to church. It's about having a vital relationship, a real relationship with God's Son, Jesus Christ, which links us to God the Father and the Holy Spirit. And today, if you're in the room, I promise I'm not here to embarrass you. I'm not going to parade you around the place. You can simply stay in your seat. I'm going to stay on stage. I'm going to ask you in a moment if you want to give your life to Jesus Christ and say yes to Him. Begin this journey with Him. To lift up your hand nice and high and look me right in the eye. Or if you're bringing your heart back, if you're far from God today and you want to be close to Him, I want you to lift up your hand nice and high and look me right in the eye also. So while we've got our heads bowed right across the room, if that's you today, would you lift your hand nice and high and say yes to Jesus today? Is he calling you? Is he calling you? Is this your moment right now, today? Is this your time? If this is, would you lift your hand right now, say yes to Jesus, saying, Pastor, would you please pray for me? I need to get my heart right. I need to get my life right. I need to get this organized. I need to give my life to Jesus for the first time. Or I'm bringing my heart home because it's far from God. Right across this room, if that's you, lift up your hand nice and high. Thank you, love. You can put your hand down. Thank you, love. You can put your hand down. Somebody else, is that you? Lift up your hand nice and high. Let me see your hand. Pray for you today as Jesus comes and enters your circumstance, your heart, your situation, and forgives. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for these two women today that have lifted their hand. I pray today you'd come to them and restore their faith, their hope, their trust, their confidence in you, their love for you, their commitment and consecration, and their devotion to you today. Lord, help them to do what they know they should do and need to do. And Lord, I pray just light up the sky in terms of the vision and the dream and the plan and the purpose that you have for their lives, I pray in Jesus' precious, powerful name. Amen. Amen. Come on, church. Let's give heaven a hand today. Let's receive God's word today. Let's celebrate God's word today. I want us all to be filled with passion for the purpose of God and the cause of Jesus Christ. And I want us all to pray that prayer today that God, you would speak very clearly to me. You would open your word to me, like Shannon talked about before, having more time to read God's word and God speaking to him out of the word of God. That's what God does when you make time for him. When you look to the heavens, you're going to find him. When you look in the word of God, you're going to find him. You're going to get answers is what you're going to get. So in terms of our purpose, God doesn't want us just running around a track mindlessly. The Bible says there's a race marked out for every single one of us. There's not a purpose in this room, a person in this room that doesn't have a purpose, and there's not a purpose in this room that doesn't have a person. There's a purpose for you. There's a plan for you. There's a revelation for you. There's a vision for you. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we have decided in 2018. In 2018, we've decided to follow Jesus. In 2018, God, we've decided to get closer to Jesus. In 2018, we've decided to live very intentionally. In 2018, we've decided, God, we're going to live our purpose. We're going to find our purpose. We're going to be discoverers of purpose. It's a reason to get out of bed tomorrow and go to work. It's a reason to look for a job when you don't have a job. It's a reason to start a business. It's a reason to pray for blessing. It's a reason to believe to be prospered. God, because there's so much to be done on this earth in terms of the cause of Jesus Christ. And we want to be part of the purpose and we want to be builders with you. So help us to live full of purpose is what we pray today in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 We're going to close.